international who's who to CNN, from film criticism to royalty, from South Africa to London, and now to the midweek drive on Siren FM, it's Richard Fitzwilliams.
Is there, Richard? Because certain standards have to be maintained.
I'm glad to hear it.
There you go. So she went down very well in Liverpool, didn't she? The Duchess of Cambridge and all of that sort of malarkey.
Yes. I mean, I think that that was always going to go well because she's had done two solo engagements and they're both linked to the patronages she's taken on. The first, of course, the National Portrait Gallery, and to see the remarkable Lucian Freud exhibition, I must say.
Let's just test this thing out. Jodie, ever been to Liverpool?
Yes, I have.
Very good, yes. Yeah. Choke you with emotion there. Tasha, Liverpool?
Nope, I haven't stayed that far yet.
Well, exactly. Gloucester to Liverpool, it's a big, big step, really. Natalie?
No, I've never been.
No, and Amy?
No,
it seems a bit scary over there. Well, that's what Mrs. Thatcher thought, apparently. But we won't go there. We were talking yesterday to portrait, and indeed artist extraordinaire, James Gillick, who portrait of Mrs. Thatcher was held in high esteem. I don't know if you ever encountered James Gillick's portraiture, Richard, in any way, shape or form?
I have to say that I didn't. One thing I did encounter, however, and the last time I met Lady Thatcher, was covering the opening of what turned out to be a very controversial statue of her in Guildhall. You may recall, was originally scheduled to be placed in the House of Commons, but got decapitated and placed in a glass case. Most unhappy end to it. Interesting, of course.
Well, exactly, sir. Could have been worse, could have ended up like Saddam Hussein. Oh, the two were connected, but obviously there we are. It's a different line. Okay, as we say, time is tight at present, so what would you like to bring us today, apart from BAFTAs? Because, coming to you again, Natalie, so you might as well sort of get fully in front of a microphone for this. You just went crazy on Twitter on Wednesday, and Lord knows what it's going to be. Well, Sunday, I should say.
I'm excited.
You do. It's just like there's an awards ceremony and you're just away. I mean, you know.
But why not? I think it's a very, very good excuse for a little enthusiasm. The glamour, the glitter, and let's be frank, the talent and the wit. I mean, Stephen Fry was an absolutely marvellous compare him to Gervais, there's no comparison. And the facts are, we had a terrific A-list of Hollywood stars. If you've got George Clooney and Brad Pitt, Cuba Gooding Jr. and Russell Crowe, Hugh Jackman, Gillian Anderson and so on, I mean, it really was impressive.
So it's thumbs up from Richard. Did you get a thumbs up from yourself, Natalie?
Yes, it did.
Oh. Amy, did you watch the BAFTA? Silly question, really. Why would you watch the BAFTA Awards? Or did you?
I actually wanted to. I saw it come up on my Facebook feed, and I was like, I really want to get home to watch that. But I was sitting in the library doing uni work, so
nice.
I thought, I can't leave this really important.
It's nice.
Oh, what a pity. The BAFTAs were so much more alluring than the library. And what were you doing in the library on Sunday night, I have to say?
Dedicated student.
Sunday night, you see that? It's setting the pace, isn't it? You know, I mean, find the year student in the library, not sort of sat down watching TV and BAFTA Awards. I don't know.
I was in the library all day Sunday.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even at night, because remember the BAFTA Awards were broadcast between 9 and 11 on BBC One, so there's no doubt you were missing something really spectacular, but you are obviously truly dedicated.
Tasha, do you know what a library is? Only kidding. She's proved by her bibliography and her recent reporting continuity and change essay. So splendid stuff on that side of things. Anyway, right, enough stuff. Natalie, questions for Richard, please.
Richard, have you seen The Woman in Black?
I have not seen The Woman in Black. I tend to avoid horror films because, I admit, they scare me.
And The Muppet Movie, which is getting rave reviews in terms of the whole system, is that?
I have to say, I've never recovered, you know, from seeing Psycho. I believe that and Repulsion.
Yeah, Psycho and The Muppet Movie, not quite in the same league.
I
know Fozzie Bear wears fart shoes in The Muppet Movie, but that's a different routine.
On the other hand, I would play Psycho and The Muppet Movie in categories that were not too dissimilar when it came to personal horror.
It's pointless not beginning to ask you about the 3D edition of Star Wars Phantom Menace and Jar Jar Binks, because obviously you're not going to go down that line at all.
I think Jar Jar Binks was something that George Lucas was really deeply embarrassed by. I mean, this sort of creation was...
How would? Misa, Fitzwilliam, sir. Anyway, a movie you have actually sort of been singing the praises of is...
A Dangerous Method. Now, this is interesting, set in prior to the First World War, and a duel of wits and also involving unorthodox sex, I have to say... Very funny.
Sorry, this time in the morning, Richard, really? Please, you know,
well,
never mind.
We're dealing with Sigmund Freud, Alex.
Well, if anybody knew about sort of symbols and phallicisms, etc., then Sigmund was your boy, so I'm told.
And there's no doubt at all, played by Viggo Mortensen, and this is a film directed by David Cronenberg. And Cronenberg and Mortensen, with Eastern promises and...
it's like Scanners meets Lord of the Rings, isn't it, really? Quite
very,
literally. Yeah.
Very impressive collaboration. And there's Freud, who has a vast ego and is, of course, pioneering a new field. There is Jung, played by Michael Fassbender, who is ubiquitous and gives excellent performances everywhere, whether it's Jane Eyre, whether it's Shame. No question at all, the duel of wits between the master and pupil is the relationship, but it alters. It also alters Jung's life, most particularly when... a patient, Sabina Spielrein, played by Keira Knightley, who we have discussed before, I have to say.
Many a time. In fact, we've almost done a kind of, you know, postgraduate study on the Knightler, Knightley person, really.
Well, because her performances tend to be so erratic. I thought her extremely bad in The Duchess, and little use as Dylan Thomas's mistress. Admired her on the stage in The Misanthrope and enjoyed her... performance in Bennett like Beckham and Pride and Prejudice, and here you've got her giving an amazing performance where she really pushes the boundaries. Mm.
And no mention, I noticed, of the Pirates trilogy that she was involved
with
Orlando Bloom.
That, that would have enriched her. It didn't enrich me, but I would have joined those mermaids who attacked.
Okay, Richard, fine. Your fantasies can be left to another side, please.
I'm afraid they were ferocious creatures, and they were attempting to devour all... I would like to think cast and crew.
Yeah.
The series went downhill very fast. But Keira Knightley in this movie really does prove that she's a performer to be reckoned with. I was fascinated by it. It's a duel of temperaments, a clash of egos, and also a pretty extraordinary... lesson in various forms of sadomasochism and so on. The point with it is, if you are convinced by it and involved in this movie, then you will enjoy it. If, on the other hand, you regard Freud and Jung as a couple of waxworks wandering round and the script as rather pretentious, you will certainly not enjoy it, and it has had very mixed reviews, which is interesting.
Please trust to know that in the chalk of the Dangerous Method, etc., Jodie has proceeded to actually prove that she's still suffering from a cold and she wants to spread all those routines around. It's marvellous. It's great. Just after Tasha sort of was poorly all those weeks ago and it just took time to get herself together and so on. Tasha, are you a Keira Knightley fan?
I am.
Everything
what did you,
that she's
what did
done.
You enjoy
no,
Keira
I
Knightley?
Think Keira Knightley's really good. She started
what ones
off...
have you enjoyed her in? What film?
Pardon? Well, I thought she was good in Pirates of the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. Got to be a classic.
Mm-hmm.
I did like Bender, like Beckham.
Yeah, the Duchess.
Yeah.
The Duchess, yeah, exactly. What's not to love, as I said before. You're shaking your head, Natalie. You're
I was
fan,
just saying, it's a teary one, the Duchess.
Is it, right?
The Duchess was, I thought, a disaster because you were using an 18th century icon, the Duchess of Devonshire, was one of those remarkable women of the century. I mean, she was a politician. She involved herself in politics. Women didn't in those days. She was a fashion icon. She was unconventional in her personal life. This movie really blew it.
Okay, well, don't beat around the bush, Richard. Say what you mean. That's what we've always said about these horror routines. You'd be pleased to know that Natalie went off to see The Artist on Tuesday night.
I'm delighted because 7 BAFTA wins and Best Picture included.
So, anybody else seen The Artist as yet? No, so you, I mean, obviously, Richard. Natalie, you're seeing it in the cinema in the woods with, as we say, the man and his amazing organ. I was listening back on the podcast to that. It's a very strange double entendre. Freud would have liked that one. did you have anything to add about the movie itself? You haven't put in for a refund because of the lack of noise?
No, I think that now, having seen both The Descendants and The Artist, I would say that there's no competition at the Oscars. The
really?
Artist will win. It was very cleverly done, how they used modern day technology incorporated that into a silent film with special effects, and the story itself was about silent film, so it worked really well. So it was
very human, absolutely fantastic. Didn't you think? Very charming, very amusing, very touching.
Yes, and the dog steals the film.
Why do you think we're going dogtv.com next week? You've got to know our audience out there.
There's a lot of concern about what ails Aggie, because apparently he's suffering from a mystery virus. Incidentally, there are those who would wish the dog to have had an Oscar nod, but that wasn't possible. It has happened in the past, though, in 1984.
Surely Rin Tin Tin.
Angry at the way Hugh Hudson treated his script for Tarzan, Legend of Greystoke, Robert Towne, the screenwriter, put his name on the credits as PH for Zack, his sheepdog, and that was duly nominated.
They're quite rightly so, you see. Yeah, the dogs are taking over the world, quite rightly so. Jodie, you've been too busy gallivanting around to catch any movies. Anything you want to sort of share?
Well, I did watch Drive on the flight home.
Found it scary, I believe, really.
Yeah, I did, actually. Yeah, I was quite surprised. I didn't expect there to be that much blood and gore.
It's a very violent film. It's a powerful film. The BAFTAs gave it nominations, which the Globes denied it.
Dangerous Method, the solid recommendation this week from Richard Fitzwilliams. Time is, as I say, very tight. Was there anything else you wanted to squeeze in, Richard, before Amy throws those last two questions at you?
I think that we ought to just give a mention to James Whittaker, sad passing of a very noted royal correspondent.
Yep, very, I agree with respect to that. I once had the pleasure of... Well, actually, I interviewed him about three or four times, actually. It's a good chap. And, well, he's up there in Heaven FM with Sir Jimmy Savile and all the rest of the bits and pieces. But not, thankfully, as I identified a few weeks ago, Ernest Borgnine. He's still alive. Great. It's marvellous. You know, I didn't think he was, but there you go. Anyway, enough of that stuff. Amy, last two questions for Richard Fitzwilliams, please.
Richard, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us this morning?
Highly enjoyable.
And can we look forward to connecting again with you next week?
Most emphatically.
In fact, on another sort of station, our sister service, Richard will be joining us tomorrow, where we'll be talking about the exciting sort of things that we have in mind for, you know, our kind of promenades with Richard, with the various other bits and pieces of which Natalie hopefully will be availing herself of the first one of those in February the 28th. Exciting, isn't it, really?
I look forward to it.
Stephanie McElroy was Cameron Tilbury's choice of music once again last night, and this is her singing Forgiven.
There's a reason he gave you to me. There's a reason you just won't see the words that we say, the things that we do, break us and shake us and tear us in two.